Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the Word of God this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's also alive. And it can cut, you know, it can slice, it can dice, you know, it can discern, you know, between the spirit, the soul, goes inside even the marrows and the bones. The Word of God, it's wonderful. Praise God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Now that's every word that proceeds out of your mouth, O Lord. And this morning, Lord, we thank you as we go into thy word. Speak to us, O Lord, and give us the revelation of the word of God that you want us to hear this morning. Give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. You know, I like to hear some excitement when we are in the house of God, especially when it is time for the word. Amen. Because it is the word that gives eternal life. But Jesus said, you know, he said, Lord, he said, Father, sanctify them through thy truth. And he said, thy word is truth. So it is the word of God that sanctifies us. Now, this morning, a short message. Called to bear fruit. We are called to bear fruit. Now, I'm going to start here at John chapter 15. Now, this will be a different kind of message this morning. Of course, we preach. And I should say, you know, before we get into this message, I should say that, you know, the Lord's been doing wonderful things at the church. And, you know, we've been praying for the people here at the church. And I rejoice at those testimonies that we heard this morning, because the Lord did say, you remember the message, in due season, if you faint not, amen. The Lord did say that, you know, that people were beginning to get into their open door for their due season. I could hear so many wonderful testimonies this morning as people are coming into their own that the Lord has given them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, this will be a different kind of message this morning. John chapter 15 is where we're going to start. And the title again is Called to Bear Fruit. And I will start here at John chapter 15 and verse 1. I am the true vine, Jesus said, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit. Now, take notice as we go into this message. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. So you mean there could be a branch in Jesus the vine, and that branch is not bearing fruit? Absolutely. He said it himself. I am the vine. My Father is the husbandman. That's, you know, he's the gardener, you know. And ye are the branches. So he said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it. That's prune. That's like a pruning. Cuts away, you know, things that, you know, don't exactly, you know, make for good growth. And the things that hinder, cuts them back so that it can flourish, that it may bring forth more fruit. You know, so we see a comparison here of the fruitful branch and the unfruitful branch. The unfruitful branch, he said, is taken away. But the one that is fruitful is pruned so that it can bring forth more fruit. Amen? Come on, people, amen? Well, I did say it's a different kind of message, you know, but it is the word of God nonetheless. Amen. You know, so because we shall live by every word. You know, we preach all those joyful and deliverance messages all the time, but the word of God is a sharp two-edged sword. It comes this way and it comes that way. And today it might cut and might sting a little bit, but it will heal you. Amen. Praise God. Now, ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you, Jesus said. Now, abide in me, he told him. And I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Now, the message this morning is bearing fruit. You know, now, the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. So he's telling it. If you don't abide in me, you cannot bear any fruit. You know, and now here's what he says. He says, I am the vine. So make no mistake about it. And ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, he can do nothing. You know, that's the second time he's saying it. You know, without me, he can do nothing. Now, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them up, put them in the fire, and they are burned. Now, that's a very profound statement. If you don't abide in Christ, you know, he said, cast forth. You know, you say, well, what does all that mean? Well, we're going to get into that this morning. But if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you. Now, that's John 15 and verse 7. You can ask whatever you want. Praise God. If you abide in me, see, he put the condition out there. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, then ye shall ask whatsoever you will and it shall be done for you. You know, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you can ask anything you want. And herein is my Father glorified. How? That you bear much fruit. And so shall ye be my disciples. In other words, he doesn't want any disciples that are not bearing fruit. Amen? That's what he's saying. You know, this is how the Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. And so shall ye be my disciples. So if your life is not producing fruit, but what kind of fruit? We're going to get into that also. You know. So now, verse 16 of John 15. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. Amen? That ye should go and bring forth fruit. Now that's the purpose. He chose you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. So that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Now, when you are doing that which Jesus ordained you to do, which is to bring forth fruit, then you can ask whatsoever you will, he said, and the Father will give it to you. Now, you say fruit? Well, absolutely. So we're going to talk about the fruit that he's looking for this morning and so on. You know, what is he looking for? What kind of fruit is he looking for? But before we get to that, I want to lay a background for that just so everybody, you know, gets this message. I'm going to read something to you here in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28. The very first words out of the mouth of the Lord to man when he created him was, be fruitful. That was the first thing he said. Amen? Praise God. The first words out of his mouth. Be fruitful. That's the first thing he said, straight out of his mouth. He told Adam and Eve right there, be fruitful. And multiply, of course, you know, and so forth. So this message this morning has to do with being fruitful. That's what the message is about. So he told them, be fruitful and multiply. Now, before we get into exactly what kind of fruit he's looking for, let me read something else to you here in Psalm 1, the first chapter of Psalm. And I'm going to read the first few verses of Psalm 1. Now he says here, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Now, he shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit. See? He's going to bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not what? Wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Hallelujah. I know everybody likes that prosper part. You know, you want to get the church to shout? Oh, you talk about prosper and good things. Everybody's going to shout the victory. You know, But and that's wonderful. And so this is prospering this morning. This is the real way to prosper, you know, is for you to bear the fruit that he's looking for. And then whatsoever you do shall prosper. And whatsoever you ask, the Father will give it to you if you are bearing the fruit that he called you to bear. Now, everybody has a calling of God in your life. Everybody. I don't care who it is. You all have different callings. Everybody has different callings. It's not all the same, you know. But there's something that is, you know, the same for every one of us. Praise God. First of all, we are all called to be saints. You know, Paul, he would write, say, to the epistles, you know, to these people and so forth, called to be saints. You know, we are called to be his children, you know, and so forth like that, you know. So, but we are also called to bear fruit. And I'm going to be talking about that this morning. Now, so we see that this tree that's planted by rivers of water, he can bring forth his fruit in a season. And, you know, the way that he's able to do that is because his delight is in the law of his law. That's the word of God. He does not follow the ways of the world. He does not listen to the advice of the world or follow the ways that they show on television and all the things that they are doing and so forth. You know, blessed is the man or woman or child or anybody that walketh not in the ways of the world. Amen? You know, don't stand in the way of the sinners, you know, and so forth like that. And don't even sit in the seat of the scornful. Don't company with those people that make a mockery of God and so forth like that. But he separates himself and his delight is in the word of the Lord. And he meditates upon it day and night. And the word does not depart from his mouth. And then he shall be like a tree that's planted by rivers of living water. And he's going to bring forth his fruit in due season. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now there is different kind of fruit that he is looking for. Of course, we know in Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23, he talks about the fruit of the Spirit. Now, this is the fruit of the Spirit. Now, when the Holy Spirit is in our lives through salvation and, you know, receiving the Holy Spirit into our lives and so forth, of course, you start by giving your life to Christ and then receiving the Holy Spirit and so on, you know, you must bear the fruit of the Spirit. And here's what he talks about in Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. Now he says, the fruit of the Spirit is what? Is love, joy, and peace, and long-suffering, and gentleness, and goodness, and faith, and meekness, and temperance. So we see all of the attributes that the Holy Spirit will bring forth in our life, you know, as we submit to the word of God. You know, there is going to be the love of God will shed abroad abundantly in our hearts. There's going to be joy unspeakable and full of glory. There's going to be peace that passes understanding. You know, the Holy Spirit, he brings that long suffering, which is patience and so on. There's gentleness, you know, he's gentle as a dog. You know, then there's goodness, you know, the very nature of the Holy Spirit is goodness. Hallelujah. And then he also gives us faith, makes our faith to grow. It's meekness, you know, humility and so forth, and temperance, you know, all of these things that the Holy Spirit will bring into our life. So that's the fruit of the Spirit that God is looking for, you know, in our lives. So you need to check your life and see if these things are there, because that's the fruit that he's looking for. You know, so we must bear the fruit of the Spirit as we allow the Holy Spirit, you know, to live in us, and as we grow in Christ, we must bear that fruit of the Spirit. Can you say amen? But there's another kind of fruit that I want to talk about this morning. You know, there is a fruit that we must also bear. You know, and I'm going to read first, before I talk of that fruit, I'm going to read a story here in Mark chapter 11. If you want to turn with me to Mark chapter 11, and I'm going to start at verse 12. There is a story here. This story is in a couple of places in the Bible, but I want to read this one from Mark chapter 11. Now, starting at verse 12. And on the morrow, so the next day, so he's reporting something here that, you know, is happening, and then he's saying on the next day, the next morning, you know, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. I was talking about Jesus, of course. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves. So Jesus, he saw, you know, he saw, he was hungry, the Bible said, you know, and so he saw this fig tree. Now pay attention to this, because there's a revelation in this story. Amen? So he saw this fig tree afar off, having leaves. And he came if perhaps he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For the time, now notice, for the time of the figs was not yet. Now this tree looked good and pleasant to the eyes from afar. It had leaves, you know, the leaves were all green and bunched up and so forth, and looked good. And so looking from afar, he said, well, that looks like a good tree right there, you know, that may have some fruit. So he comes there, you know, and but he's bringing out a point, you know, here. You know, so he comes there, and as he gets there, he looks, and there really isn't any fruit. There was the appearance. You know, this tree had the appearance, you know, had the leaves, had all these things and so forth, had the appearance of fruit bearing, but it wasn't really bearing any fruit. So Jesus came to look for fruit, and there was a particular kind of fruit that the tree was supposed to bear, which it wasn't, it didn't bear. You know, but notice the commentary that the writer here made. He said it wasn't yet time, you know, for the figs to come out. Well, if it wasn't yet time, how come he was looking for the fruit on it? And that's a revelation that I'm going to bring this morning by the Spirit of God. Amen? Praise God. Now remember what we read in Psalm 1? You know, This tree that's planted by the rivers of water bring forth its fruit in its season. His leaves will not wither and so forth. It's like really his season is all year round. You know, there is no off season when you are abiding in him. See, if you don't abide in him, then you wither away as a dead branch, and that becomes an off season kind of like. But if you are abiding in him and you are being nourished and getting the nutrients from him that he supplies, then there is no off season at all. Now, Jesus, he came to this tree and didn't find any fruit on it. So here's what he said. Jesus answered and said unto him, no man eat fruit. Now notice, fruit. No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. I mean, why would Jesus say something like that, you know, to this tree? It wasn't even time for the figs. Well, here's the deal. Jesus is the master of the universe. And he created all things for his pleasure. Amen? Even that tree. You know? And when he comes on there, he better find some fruit. No matter what time it is, he better find some fruit when he comes to that tree. And when he came to that tree, he didn't find any fruit. Even though it wasn't yet time, that tree better produce some fruit for the master. Amen? Well, that tree wasn't producing any fruit. It looked like it looked good from afar off, you know, had the appearance, you know, but it produced no fruit. And Jesus came there and said, well, because you didn't produce fruit, I came and you didn't find fruit, that's it. You're not going to produce fruit anymore. It's the same like every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Amen? Same thing. He just said, well, you're not bearing any fruit, that's it. Don't. Nobody will eat fruit of you ever again. Whoa. And his disciples, they heard it when he said that. You know, so they said, wow, what manner of thing is he saying now? So they went away, and nothing seemed like it happened. And they came back. When they came back the next day, in verse 20, and in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter calling to remember and said unto him, Master, behold the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. You know, to them it was like, you know, whoa, that fig tree is withered away. We thought nothing happened yesterday, you know. But Jesus, he already knew. When he said what he said to that tree, that was the end of it. Because the tree wasn't bearing fruit, and he already said, that's it, you're done. Amen? Praise God. You know, that's it. You're done. You know, because your life better be producing fruit for the master. Now this is a very profound message here this morning. You know, your life, you better be producing fruit for the master. Now in the book of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 1. Now in this chapter, the first few chapters, John was told to write what he saw to the churches that were in Asia Minor in those days. And this church right here, Sardis, was one of them. And here's what he was commanded to write to them. But here's what the Lord said to them in chapter 3 and verse 1 of Revelation. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I love that part. Some of you may have heard me say before, you know, I like to call him the seven star general. Amen. Praise God. He's got the seven stars. You know, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest, but you are dead. See? That tree from afar off looked like it was alive. It had leaves and everything. It looked good, pleasant to the eyes. You know, praise God. And of course, Jesus was going up to that tree, you know, as the Son of Man. You know, he wasn't using the divine knowledge and so forth like that. So he just walked up to the tree, you know, and expected, you know, to find the tree. And when he got there, you know, he didn't find a fruit. And said, oh, okay, you know. So he switched it right there, you know. And he said, well, you didn't produce any fruit. That's the end of it. So that tree had a name that it was living, but it was dead. Wasn't producing anything. Now there's many people, there are so many people in the body of Christ that resemble this remark right here. Have a name that thou livest, but I can't. You know, well, what kind of name? Well, maybe it's a, you know, popularity name. Maybe everybody knows who you are. You're this brother and this big sister and this wonderful person and so forth. But are you bearing any fruit? Is the Lord finding fruit in your life? The fruit that he wants from you. Or is your life unfruitful? See, because if he comes to you and he doesn't find fruit, you know, that he's looking for, what does the Bible say? He said, let him, you know, let the branch wither away, and let him gather the branches that are dead, cast them in the fire. Now that's a very serious statement. Be watchful and strengthen the things that remain, which are also ready to die, because I have not found your works to be perfect before God. Now remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. Now some of you, you know, it's like, go back to your first love. Remember how you have received. Remember, you know, what you have heard. And you better hold fast and repent, he said. He said, if thou therefore shall not watch, I will come unto thee as a thief. Because, you know, he came to that fig tree when the fig tree wasn't expected. The fig tree said, well, you know, I've got a few months left before it's my season. Well, he could come anytime, amen? Because he's the master, you know. And he came when that fig tree wasn't expecting and didn't find any fruit on it, so he was done with it. You know, he said, that's it, you're done. You know, so, I will come unto you as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come unto thee. You know, so, you better be watchful. And you better make sure your life is producing the fruit that he is looking for. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now in Matthew chapter 25, this will not be a very long message today. Matthew chapter 25. I'm going to share with you this story that Jesus gave. You know, Jesus, I love these parables. When he tells these parables, he would say, you know, like the kingdom of heaven is like this and that and so forth. And he tells all these parables, and I like to read those parables. Now, in Matthew chapter 25, starting at verse 14, he said, the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 10, you know, 5 talents, and to another he gave 2, and to another he gave 1. To every man, now notice, according to his several ability. See, so God has already given, you know, you some talent according to your ability, because he knows what you can do. So he's already giving you something, you know, that you can do. Now, so he said, and he took his journey. Then he that had received 5 talents went and traded with the same and made other 5 talents. Likewise, he that had received 2, he gained other 2 talents. So the one that received the 5 talents made 5 talents more. So that's 100% fruit that they produced. The one that received 2 talents made 2 talents more. So that's also 100% fruit that they produced. But he that had received the 1 talent, he went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. You know, and a long time afterwards, the Lord of those servants came and reckoned with them. And so the one with the 5 talents came and brought his 5 talents and said, Lord, you gave me 5 talents and I have gained besides them 5 talents more. And the Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. See? Now, because you were faithful over the few things, I will make you ruler over many things. Can you say amen? Oh yeah. You know, you say, you want to be ruler, you want the Lord to give you the real blessings. Well, you better be faithful by the little that he's entrusted to you first. You know. Now, he said, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. You see, and the other one that had received the 2 talents, he came and said the same thing. You gave me 2 talents, now I have 2 more. See? And the Lord said exactly that same thing to this one that got the 2 as the one he got to the 5. You know, that got the 5. Because they did, they both produced 100%. How many of you understand that? That's right. Even though one got 5, well, he got 5 and he produced 5. The one that got 2 produced 5. So they did exactly the same. They produced 100%. And they got the same commendation. Exactly the same commendation. Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Same exact commendation. And then here comes the one that received the 1 talent. And he said, well, Lord. And he, you know, my, this one was, you know, man, he could really, you know, talk too. You know, he said, Lord, you know, I know that you are a hard man. You know, you reap where you haven't sown, and you gather where you have not strawed. And then, you know, I was afraid, you know, and I went and hid the talent, you know, in the ground and so forth. And now, here is it, you know. And the Lord looked at him and said, thou wicked and slothful servant. You knew that I was a man that, you know, reaped where I didn't sow, and where I gathered, you know, where I didn't straw. Well, in that case, why didn't you therefore put my money to the exchanger so that at my coming I should have received some gain with it? He told him. He said, therefore take that talent from him. Now here's where I'm going. It's use it or lose it. Are you still with me this morning? It's use it or lose it. Now, take that talent from him and give it to the one that already has 10 talents. Now, he is the master. Hallelujah. And no man can say unto him, what doest thou? But he gave everybody a chance to do something with what they were given. According to their own ability, he gave them the talents. You know, but this one, he said, well, you know, I only have this little talent over here. You know, I'm not the pastor, and I'm not the this, and I'm not the that. So, you know, I can't really make a difference, and I can't really do anything. You know, so they did nothing. Now, that may be some of you in here this morning. Maybe because you are not the pastor. Maybe because you are not the praise leader, or whatever it is. You know, and then you think that means you can't do anything. Well, guess what? The talent that God has already given you is looking for fruit in that talent. And if you don't deliver when he comes to you, and he can come at any time, not the season that you are necessarily expecting him to come, because that fig tree thought, well, I got a few more months before it's time for harvest. Well, the Lord, he came any time he wanted. You know, he can desire that fruit at any time. So you better be producing the fruit. And when he comes and you can't show fruit, it's give it up time. You know, he might say to the angels, take the talent for him, amen? And give it to somebody that already has 10. You say, and then the disciples said, but he already has 10. You know, I say, yes, because to him that hath shall more be given. Hallelujah, somebody. To him that is producing the fruit that I'm looking for shall more be given, and he will be able to produce even more fruit. But he that is not producing any fruit Even that which he seemed to have shall be taken from him. And there will be gnashing and weeping. Weeping and gnashing of teeth. Say, cast him out. Man, that is a profound statement. Are you still with me this morning? You don't want to be at the receiving end of that use it or lose it scenario. You don't want to be at the receiving end of saying, cast out the unfaithful and unfruitful servant. Cast him out. Here's what he said. Verse 30. Cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now that is a very serious subject, because they did not produce fruit from the talent that they were given. And they thought, well, because it's a little talent, I don't have to do anything with it. You know, I'm not the big evangelist here. You know, I'm not this and I'm not that, and I can't make a difference or so forth. But the Lord said, yeah, you can make a difference. Whatever talent and whatever he has given you, you better be bringing fruit out of it. Amen? But there is some fruit that all of us must bring. And that is souls into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, somebody. It's quiet in the house. Oh yeah. Because when we talk about winning souls, it's always quiet. You know. Because the devil, he doesn't want any souls to be won to the kingdom. You know. But I tell you something. Jesus said, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I have ordained you that ye should go out. That's beyond the camp. Amen? Praise God. Get away from the comfort of this, you know, nice place and so forth, in the church and so forth. Go to the highways and the hedges and bring them in, that my house may be filled. See, that you should go out and bring and bear much fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And he said, herein is my Father glorified. And when you bear such fruit, that's when ye shall be my disciples indeed. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
Now, we ought to be bearing fruit for the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Everywhere we go, we ought to be bearing fruit. Our life ought to be an example, a testament that is read by everyone, an epistle that is read of all men. Your life, you know, Jesus said, ye are the salt of the earth. See, but if you are not acting as salt, he said, well, if the salt has lost its savor, then it is useless. Cast the salt out. Just cast it out. It's not good anymore to be trodden under foot of men, you know, and so forth like that. And ye are the light of the world. Oh, but if your light be darkness, how dark is that darkness indeed, Jesus said. So you better be the light of the world. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus one time he said, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? He asked his disciples. And they said, one said after this sort, and the other said after that sort. You know, and finally he said, well, that's all right. But who do you say that I, the Son of Man, am?
Hallelujah.
You know, now the question that I'm going to ask you this morning is the first part of that question. Who do people say that Jesus Christ is on account of the life that you are living? When they look at you, what do they say about Jesus? Can you say amen? Some people said, some Greeks, they came, they said, we would see Jesus. Now, when people want to see Jesus, do they come looking for you? Amen? Well, there's no other way that they are going to see Jesus other than you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I him. As he is in this world, so are we. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And he also turned around and told his disciples, ye are the light of the world. Praise God. So you ought to be the light. Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father that is in heaven. Now, nobody ever lights, you know, a candle, the Bible says, and put it on that, you know, put it on a bush, put it under the chair or some hiding place. When you light it, you put it on a stand that all may get light. Amen?
Yeah.
Praise God. Now, there are too many lit candles that are hiding among believers today. They are called believers. I don't know what they call them. They are fighting a stealth warfare. You know, they're in stealth. They don't want to be known. They don't want to be seen. You know, stealth. You know, no. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Don't be a closet Christian. You know, hallelujah. Praise God. And if you are not producing fruit, if your life is not bringing fruit, now people ought to be looking at your life and say, I want what you got. Hallelujah, somebody. I want the joy that you have. I want the peace that you have. And you say, well, you know, you want the peace, you come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, it is the Lord that does all these things. You know, he is the builder of all things. Praise God. You know, so when Jesus is looking for that fruit, what is he going to find? You know, what's he going to find? There's a lot of fruit that we can bring to the Lord. It all depends on what God has put in your life. And so you must seek the Lord and find what he wants for you in your life. But everybody's got a talent and everybody's got a gift. But are you using it for the Lord? Or are you saying, well, you know, I can't really make a difference, so I'm not even going to try? Well, if you do that, the story goes, when he comes and he may not find any fruit, then that's going to be weeping and gnashing. Now, you don't want to be the one that has a name that you leave, but you are dead. Wherefore, he says in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 14, he says, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from that dead, and Christ shall give you light. Though if you are sleeping right now, a little folding of the arms, a little slumber and so forth like that, you know, yet a little sleep, the next thing you know, it goes into slumber, and then finally it's dead, you know. And when it's dead, what do? They just cut it off. They have to cut off the dead branches from the tree. Just cut it off and throw it out. And finally, they gather the dead trees, dead things, and throw it into the fire to be burned. He said, throw in the fire to be burned? Wow. And that's a profound statement. Now, you don't want any of part of that, do you? You want to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. That's what you want to hear. And every day in your life, stop to think, you know, am I delivering fruit for the husbandman today? Because Jesus said, my Father is the husbandman. He's looking for that fruit, you know. And Jesus told one story, he told another parable. He said, you know, there was a husbandman that rented out his vineyard to a bunch of people and so forth. And at the season, he stands, you know, looking for fruit. A servant to them and say, you know, deliver the fruit from the vineyard. They killed the servant. And he sent a bunch more, and they killed all of them. And then finally he sent his son, and then he said, well, gee, you know, this is the son, let's kill him too. You know. But he sent each time looking for fruit, the Bible says. So he's looking for that fruit. Will you be producing any? Or will you be barren? Are you going to be a fruitful branch? Will you abide in him so that you may bear much fruit? And if you are bearing fruit, then he comes in and does some pruning for you. You know, he's going to cut away. He's going to show you by revelation of himself, when you abide in him, the things that are hindering, you know, your growth. And then he's going to help you get rid of those things. And then you're going to even flourish even more. But if you are not bringing forth any fruit, then you're gradually going to wither away. You know, and finally when he comes, he'll say, well, gee, I don't have any use for this because he has borne no fruit. Now, blessed is the man in whose mouth is the word of the Lord daily, and in whose heart is the prayer of the Lord, and he is meditating on the statutes of the Lord night and day. And he shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of living water. Let's come to our feet this morning. Different kind of message this morning, sobering message. You know, but it is something that we need to think about. The Lord wants us to bear fruit this morning. Praise God. He wants you to bear fruit every day. And don't be like that tree that he came, that looked like it, you know, had a bunches of leaves and so forth, looked good from afar off. But when he came there, it was really nothing. It was a sham. You know, it couldn't bear any fruit. And he had no pleasure in it. You know, he wanted some fruit. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ever thought that, why didn't Jesus, the day you gave your life to Christ, you know, you gave your life to Christ, you're born again into the kingdom of God. Why didn't he just translate you into heaven right that very day? And you're done. Your work is finished. Just go to heaven. You know, he leaves you upon the face of the earth here because he said, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord. Hallelujah, somebody. Ye are my witnesses. Hallelujah. And you must witness to this generation of the love of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is not only sufficient to say, well, it's what's in the heart. You know, I've heard, you know, people say, well, it's what's in the heart and so forth like that. No. Out of the heart comes everything else. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're not defined by what's in the heart. It's by what you do. By their fruit, you shall know them. Praise God. You know, I don't know what's inside the tree, the sap and so forth. I know it's an orange tree when it bears oranges. Praise God. You know, you can't say, well, it's what's inside the tree. No, it's what the fruit that tree is bearing. That's how I know what kind of tree it is. Praise God. I'm not psychic, you know. Amen. Praise God. So when we see a tree that's bearing fruit, we can tell what kind of tree it is by the kind of fruit that it is bearing. And that's what Jesus said, by their fruits, ye shall know them. So don't tell me it's what's in the heart, you know, and so forth like that. Well, if it's in the heart, you know, it should come out and we should see it. Praise God. Praise God. If it's not coming out and we are not seeing it, then it's not in the heart. You know, no matter what you say, if you are not producing that fruit, you know, if your life, you're not making an impact, you're not making changes wherever you go, you know, somebody's life is not being impacted because of your life. You know, there is no fruit. I mean, you're not bringing people to Christ. We're not talking about bringing people to church exactly. We're talking about bringing people to Christ. Hallelujah, somebody. I'm not talking about bringing people to church. Well, you can bring them to church if you want. But I'm talking about bringing people to Christ. Testifying about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. And saying, you know, Jesus is Lord. And they say, well, you know, how do you know that? Well, you know, one lady asked me last week at the bank, you know, and then I was, you know, telling her something, and she said, you know, you really? He really talks to you? And I said, what kind of a father would he be if he didn't talk to me, his son? Hallelujah, somebody! And she looked at me, said, my goodness. I said, well, he talks to me, and I talk to him. Every day, praise God. And I said, well, if you want to know all about that, you know, I gave her my card, you know, if you want to know all about that, you know, call me. You know, I'll tell you all about it, you know. But he talks to me, praise God. And I talk to him, hallelujah. Oh, my. And you've got to be a witness everywhere you go, praise God. Every chance you get, put in a good word for the Lord. Every chance you get, don't back down from any opportunity to testify for him. Bear fruit any way you can for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Give testimony of his name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tell how wonderful he is. Tell how great things he has done for you. Wherever you go. And even if you don't know what to say, just say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And when you say that, somebody's going to say, what's that all about? You say, well, if you knew, you know, if you had what I have, you'd be saying praise the Lord too. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can always say, thank you, Jesus. And I guarantee you, every time you shout the name Jesus, you're going to stir up a few devils. Amen. But devil doesn't like that name. Amen. You know, when you say God and so forth, you know, devil's okay with that. But when you say, thank you, Jesus, oh my goodness, you're going to stir him up. And I love to stir up the devil. Praise God. Give him some of his own medicine. Give him some anguish by mentioning the name of Jesus. Because he said, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, including the devil. Praise God. And particularly the devil. Amen. So give the devil some pain. Shout the name of Jesus everywhere you go. Amen. Tell it on the housetops. Tell it everywhere you go. Praise God. Say how great God is. Hallelujah. And are you young people at school and so forth? Don't listen to any of that nonsense about, you know, what the world is doing and so forth. You be alive for Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You be somebody that is different. And let them know. Say, let your moderation be known unto all men. Because the Lord is at hand. Let them know who you are. Let them know what you stand for. Amen. Praise God. And if somebody says something foul and ugly around you, you tell them. Hallelujah. You tell them how it is, you know. Praise God. You tell them, you see, you know, out of the same fountain cannot flow sweet water and bitter water at the same time. They say, oh, you know, say, yeah, that's right. See, I use my mouth to praise the Lord. I can't use my mouth to say these foul things at the same time. Praise the name of the Lord. A fountain cannot bring forth both sweet and bitter water at the same time. Praise God. The Bible says, you know, with the same mouth that you bless the Lord, are you going to use that same mouth to curse? Are you going to eat of the table of the Lord and the table of devils? Oh, no, no, no. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's consecrate ourselves again to the Lord this morning. I want the praise team to come. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 I want us to sing the song, I Surrender All. Let's surrender everything to the Lord this morning. And ask us, and then ask Him to help us to be that fruitful branch that He wants us to be. Praise the name of the Lord. 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 Today and every day, let's give it all up to Him. Because there's only one life to live. And it's only what is done for the Lord that you can take out of this world. The only way that you can take anything out of this world is give it to the Lord. What you give to the Lord is going to be the way that you're going to get your reward. Praise God. And ye are my friends, Jesus told them. If you do whatsoever I have commanded you. That's the way to be. You want to be the friend of God? You know, I know we sing this song, I'm a friend of God and so forth. Like, well, you better do what He says. That's the way to be His friend. Amen. Yes. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. All to Jesus I surrender. Praise God. Lift up your hands as we pray. We're going to pray for just a minute and then we're going to sing that song. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we just ask, Lord, this morning, Lord, that you give us a revelation of this word and you make us fruitful, fruitful branches in you, Lord. Make us, O Lord, like a tree that is planted by rivers of living water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, and whose leaves shall never wither. And by doing this, Lord, you say, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And herein is my Father glorified, you said, in that there are much fruit, that whatsoever you ask of him, he may give it to you. Father, we pray, Lord, that you reveal this word into our hearts this morning, and let your name be glorified. Father, we give you all the praise, and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say amen. I surrender all to Jesus.